39. Praise be to thee, O Lord my God, for the wondrous revelations of thy inscrutable decree, and the manifold woes and trials thou hast destined for myself. At one time thou didst deliver me into the hands of Nimrod. At another, thou hast allowed Pharaoh's rod to persecute me. Thou alone canst estimate, through thine all-encompassing knowledge and the operation of thy will, the incalculable afflictions I have suffered at their hands. Again, thou didst cast me into the prison cell of the ungodly, for no reason except that I was moved to whisper into the ears of the well-favoured denizens of thy kingdom an intimation of the vision with which thou hast, through thy knowledge, inspired me, and revealed to me its meaning through the potency of thy might. And again thou didst decree that I be beheaded by the sword of the infidel. Again I was crucified for having unveiled to men's eyes the hidden gems of thy glorious unity, for having revealed to them the wondrous signs of thy sovereign and everlasting power. How bitter the humiliations heaped upon me in a subsequent age on the plain of Karbala! How lonely did I feel amidst thy people! To what a state of helplessness I was reduced in that land! Unsatisfied with such indignities, my persecutors decapitated me, and carrying aloft my head from land to land, paraded it before the gaze of the unbelieving multitude, and deposited it on the seats of the perverse and faithless. In a later age, I was suspended, and my breast was made a target to the darts of the malicious cruelty of my foes. My limbs were riddled with bullets, and my body was torn asunder. Finally, behold, how in this day my treacherous enemies have leagued themselves against me, and are continually plotting to instill the venom of hate and malice into the souls of thy servants. With all their might, they are scheming to accomplish their purpose. Grievous as is my plight, O God, my well-beloved, I render thanks unto thee, and my spirit is grateful for whatsoever hath befallen me in the path of thy good pleasure. I am well pleased with that which thou didst ordain for me, and welcome, however calamitous, the pains and sorrows I am made to suffer.